everyone knows good health is essential to a good life, and there are plenty of things we can do to try to maintain and improve our health. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm not going to tell you to eat your fruits and veggies or get on the treadmill, but we are going to talk about the many benefits, the health benefits of laughter. And joining us now to explain some of those is Dr. Jay Sandweiss, an integrative medicine doctor in Ann Arbor, who believes laughter is the best medicine, if I may be obvious.
I will definitely say it should be part of every healer's armamentarium, along with eating good whole food and exercising and sleeping enough and drinking water. But it's right up there. And I found when I started to do my research that I was very impressed how many proven benefits there were. And in at least 20 different subspecialties, they've shown a positive effect. And at first I thought it was just like, yeah, everyone knows that laughing makes you feel good. But I didn't realize how many studies there had been done, particularly in Europe, as to the benefits of what is called mirthful laughter.
Define mirthful laughter for us.
Probably the best review article that I liked on the topic, Dr. Ramon Mora Rapal from Spain, he's an MD, PhD, he wrote a very good article called The Therapeutic Value of Laughter in Medicine, and he reviewed all the literature and studies, and he talked about the difference between humor and laughter. And mirthful laughter is basically that kind of explosive laughter that happens when you hear a funny joke or see something that's almost instant and unconscious. You don't tell yourself to laugh. You just explode and your diaphragm, you know, bursts out. And sometimes, you know, you'll see a tear coming out of the eye where people just really roll. So if you can get that kind of belly laughing, I guess you might call it in the common vernacular, and if you can get 10 minutes or more a day of that, they've found incredible benefits. There's physical benefits, there's social benefits, there are mental benefits. It was really amazing because I was asked to give this talk at the American Academy of Pain Management in San Antonio last year. I tend to tell jokes, and people like that, and they said, we'd like you to talk about laughter medicine. And what came of it was fascinating because I said, oh, my God, I never realized that you could help your heart and you could help your immune system. And, you know, study after study was showing that people who laugh 10 or more minutes a day just had these proven benefits. Physically, it's pretty clear that it helps your immunity, boosts your NK killer cells, helps your T cells. It actually lowers levels of stress hormones in your blood. It relaxes your muscles. It affects nitric oxide, which helps vasodilate your heart. So at University of Maryland, they did a study, and they found that people who had had heart attacks who now added laughter to their life had a marked decrease in repeat heart attacks. It clearly mentally, you know, adds joy to your life. It has been shown to decrease anxiety, fear, helps your mood. And then what happens is, as you're a person who laughs, you attract others to you. People just tend to like to be around people who are upbeat. And it also helps strengthen relationships. They found that it was very helpful for teamwork and team building, people who joke and laugh. And then also conflict. Sometimes laughter will just diffuse conflict and create bonding. So it's reached a point now where, like in Rapal's article, he's advocated and several have in Europe, that when a patient comes to you, when you start asking them about fundamental aspects of their health, how many hours of sleep do you get? Do you exercise? Do you drink water? Tell me about fruits and vegetables. That you should actually say, how many minutes a day do you think you laugh? How many minutes a week? And if they have a laughter deficiency, it's your job as a physician to point out the benefits, proven benefits of laughter, and then to teach them, encourage them where they might go to learn how to laugh. And I don't know if you're aware of the fact that there are actually laughter ashrams now, where people go to do laughter yoga.
I've heard of laughter yoga. They do that here in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it's great. And so instead of holding a warrior pose, people get together and laugh. And so in general, if you're a doctor and people say, well, okay, I want to laugh, you know, and you say, what can I do? I'll give them some suggestions. I'll say, well, you know, rent a funny movie, watch a funny show, go to a comedy club, seek out funny people, go to the humor section in the bookstore and get a book on jokes.
Do you think laughter comes easier to some people versus others?
I think it does. I mean, I'm sure a lot has to do with growing up, whether your family environment was one where there was a lot of laughter and kidding and joy. And certainly if you grew up in a situation where there was a extremely strict and rigid type atmosphere, it's probably something that you're going to have to develop later because you didn't get it in your early childhood. And certainly there's some people who just literally are born with a smile on their face and they just seem to be that kind of person. You know, it's always been that nature-nurture argument. I know that, you know, as a healer, I've been treating patients for 38 years, and I just found I could walk in a room, see somebody who looked down, who has like a little, you know, black rain cloud around them, kind of the what we joke about in Winnie the Pooh, the Eeyore, affect, and then, you know, try to turn them from an Eeyore to a Tigger, or at least a Winnie the Pooh, and, you know, just figure out how to get them to get a smile on their face. You know, many people know it takes less energy to smile than to frown. And, you know, you just try to think of something that'll bring a smile. Sometimes you just say, so, how are your kids? How's your daughter? All of a sudden they'll smile and say, oh, she's really good. She's, you know, going to the soccer tournament. And once you see the smile, then you ask them something else that's a source of joy. And then you might say, you know, you want to hear a funny joke? And, of course, you try to pick the appropriate joke for them. And once you get someone laughing, all these stress hormones go down, the whole entire experience changes. And I have found people literally change. And I will talk to someone, get them to smile or tell a joke and do their pulse diagnosis before acupuncture treatment and completely change things in their heart channel, liver channel, by the fact that I got them to laugh.
Do you have a signature joke?
I have so many jokes. People always say, how do you remember the jokes? And I say, well, you know, you have to practice. I did a lot of acting, and I was in musical theater for about 10 years with the Burns Park Players here locally. And when you're an actor, there's certain anchors that have you be able to remember your lines. So my brain is kind of like a Google machine where if I just have a context, a punchline, anything, instantly I know a series of jokes. You know, I'll be doing this thing coming up, and I joke to my patients, the most daunting thing was coming up with all clean jokes. I not that I tell complete X-rated HBO jokes, but, you know, I'm one who doesn't really discriminate. I just like jokes to be funny. I like doctor jokes a lot. One of the jokes, you know, that I'll tell often is, you know, my doctor gave me 6 months to live. I couldn't pay my bill, so he gave me 6 more months. Or, doctor, can you help me? I think I have kleptomania. Okay, well, have you taken anything for it?
Did you write these yourself?
Or, you know, I used to be addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Dr. Jay Sandweiss will be speaking as part of the Zing Train Speaker Series early Wednesday morning. We'll put a link on our webpage to find out how you can see him. And thank you so much for sharing the gift, the joy, and the anxiety-reducing aspects of laughter with our listeners here on 89.1 WEMU.
Oh, it was my distinct pleasure, and I love your show, and I really appreciate the opportunity.